KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 37 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with isolated showers possible late this afternoon, a high around 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In area news, a power outage is likely to blame for a spill of partially treated wastewater into a creek in Audubon County Sunday evening. It happened just south of Audubon as a severe storm rolled through the area. Ryan Young with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said the wastewater treatment plant in Audubon does have a backup generator.
Usually when we have a power outage and a facility is equipped with a backup generator, the backup generator will automatically kick on once power is lost. But we're unsure as to why the city's generator didn't kick in.
Power was lost at around 5:30 p.m. Sunday.
We had some storms go through the area, and we're not 100% sure if it's storm-related or substation-related.
The wastewater discharged until Monday morning.
The city right now is estimating approximately 200,000 gallons went through the plant and into Bluegrass Creek, which is just south of Audubon.
There has been a sign of a fish kill in the creek. The DNR has advised people in the area to stay away from the creek for the next few days. A recent move by the Iowa Department of Transportation to close the rest areas along Interstate 80 near Waukee has been a boon for the city of Atlantic. The rest areas officially closed April 1st. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Roger Herring said at Monday night's Parks and Rec Board meeting that Councilman Dana Halter stopped by the rest area around the time they were set to close and inquired about what the plans were for the heavy-duty park benches. Herring said that Halter learned from the DOT's rest area administrator that the plan was to put those out items up for auction for sale to municipalities. Halter then asked if Atlantic could be first in line to purchase the tables.
And he said, I would sell them to you at the average price that they would bring at the auction. He said, if you went to the auction, you might be able to buy them for a little less or maybe you have to pay a little more. But he said, this would be the average of what we've done in the past. And so he got back to me and I said, what about the trash receptacles too? And so anyway, he did the same thing on the trash receptacles, and so I called the guy right after I got off the phone with Dana, and we set up an appointment, met with the rest area administrator, walked around and saw the furniture, and we said we could use this.
Halter and Herring worked with the administrator to purchase several of the benches and trash receptacles before they went to auction. The tables and receptacles are made entirely out of cement.
The picnic tables weigh 500 pounds, so they're not going into the lake out at Chilbert's. They were $80 a piece. They are manufactured in Iowa, in Denison, Iowa, at Peterson Manufacturing. We got 14 tables. And then we got the trash receptacles. They weigh 900 pounds. So the wind's not going to blow them away. We ended up with 9 trash receptacles for $40 each. And they normally cost a little over between $300 and $400 new. And then the picnic tables are close to $700 new.
Herring and Mayor Dave Jones spoke with Cass County Engineer Charles Marker about using the county's flatbed truck and trailer to haul each piece, with the city reimbursing the county $400 for labor and fuel to help load and haul the pieces back to Atlantic. Assistant Parks Director Seth Stashelm said the Atlantic Street Department brought in a dump truck to haul away several large boulders from the rest area as well for placement near the west entrance to the Schulberg Recreation Area. The boulders were made available at no cost to the city. Most of the tables will be placed in the Schulberg Rec area, while the others will be located near the Sunnyside Pool in the play area between the softball field and the baby pool area. In our funeral announcements, Jim Christensen, age 49, of Omaha and formerly of Greenfield, died Thursday. Celebration of life services for Jim Christensen will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Gerald Hackett, age 86, of Oakland, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Gerald Hackett will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Reverend Harold Peterson, age 89, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, died April 14th. Celebration of life services for Reverend Harold Peterson will be today at 1 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Elwood Bond, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Funeral services for Elwood Bond will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Herbert Wagner, age 92, of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Herbert Wagner will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maynard Nielsen, age 63, of Elkhorn, died Friday near Kimbleton. Funeral services for Maynard Nielsen will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Marvin Warner, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Funeral services for Marvin Warner will be Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Odella Roof, age 88, of Adair, died Sunday in Guthrie Center. Services for Odella Roof will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Ramona Woolsey Smith, age 87, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Chandler, Arizona. Funeral services for Ramona Smith will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carol Bernita Nelson Christensen, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Saturday. Funeral services for Carol Christensen will be held on May the 1st at 2 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Jim Fuller, age 67, of Manila, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Jim Fuller are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Jim Young, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Sun City West, Arizona. Services for Jim Young are pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.